And now let's turn to our partners at the BBC in London with a check of international news this morning. And we begin in South Korea, where a cluster of new coronavirus infections linked to nightclubs and bars in the capital Seoul has raised fears of a second wave outbreak. We're joined now by the BBC's Peter Ross to tell us more on that. Peter, what's the latest?
Yes, Lauren, South Korea is one of several countries concerned about what some are calling a second wave of coronavirus infections. Seoul, the capital there, experienced a cluster of new infections around some nightclubs. Despite that, though, South Korea itself maintains a downward trend of daily domestic cases. According to our correspondent in Seoul, Laura Bicker, just 5 new domestic cases today, 10 new imported cases. That's just 15 new cases overall. Now, a key issue for South Korea, as for other countries, is when they are likely to reopen the country's schools. Some of South Korea's high school students will go back to the classroom on Wednesday. That's a week later than planned after that nightclub outbreak that I mentioned. But if that proves successful, then a week later, more students in more parts of the country will begin to go back to school. Now, South Korea is not the only country opening up. If we look, you know, many other countries around the world are just beginning to ease their lockdowns. And certainly here in Europe, that seems to be happening at a pace now. Belgium today, despite having the highest per capita COVID death rate in the world, they will see pupils returning, or some pupils returning to school today. And Italy, the first country in the world to impose a nationwide lockdown, that's reopening restaurants, some restaurants, bars and cafes today. So some normal life returning to Italy.
So Pete, you guys in Britain are seeing some lockdown measures eased right now, right? How's it going?
You're right, Lauren. Lockdown measures were eased on Wednesday last week, but that's actually mostly confined to England. Scotland and Wales, they're sticking with their lockdown measures for now. And Northern Ireland just announced today that they're going to start easing some restrictions with some shops and stores opening. But here in England, people are being encouraged to go back to work. That's if they can't work from home. But they've also been told to use public transport for essential journeys when they've got no other alternative. So in major cities like London, which is where I'm talking to you from now, some people are back on the buses and the tubes as a means of getting to work. But there's obviously a keen debate on how safe that actually is. The government here says it has a new plan for crowd control measures to help people with those fears. And that includes things like preventing passengers from boarding a train or entering a platform if there are already too many people on there. They've also said more radical steps could be, or are being considered rather, such as passengers being required to book a time slot for when they arrive at the train station. The UK government also wants to reopen some schools here in the country as part of its opening up and easing of restrictions. The date they're citing is June the 1st, when some students would start to go back to schools. But there's a debate about that as well, and just how safe it would be to allow kids back to school. Is it safe for the teachers? And is it safe for families at home as well? All this adds to a sense of some confusion and a lack of clarity. Though I should add that Prime Minister Boris Johnson is acknowledging this. He says the message is now more complicated than simply stay at home, as you would expect it to be. And he says that's because, you know, we should expect this to happen as we gradually restart the economy.
Okay, so let's end with a little bit about sports. The pandemic has also thrown the world of sports into disarray, of course. But in Europe, some good news to report on this score. Is that right, Pete?
Yes, that's right, Lauren. Germany's top soccer division, the Bundesliga, resumed on Saturday following a 2-month shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Each team in the league has 9 or 10 games still to play, so a decent chunk of the season still to go until everything is completed over there. Now, the games are all being played behind closed doors in near empty stadium, and the weekend just gone, there was a full roster of games. The highlight, probably one of the biggest games in the Bundesliga calendar anyway, is the derby between Borussia Dortmund and Schalke, known as the River Derby. I watched it online, actually, with some friends on Zoom as well. Not only was it strange, that strange experience from, say, doing it in a stadium or you know, on a sofa in a living room with some friends, but also just the game itself was quite strange. The lack of atmosphere, players, when a goal was scored, the final score was 4-0 to Dortmund, by the way. When players scored a goal, they would usually run towards each other and embrace. And there was moments when players went to do that and then, of course, stopped themselves, tapping elbows instead of giving high fives or fist bumps. Now, over here in England as well, we've been watching closely to see how that goes. It certainly seemed like it was a success for the German clubs. But, you know, the Premier League here are very expensive. An illustrious Premier League here in England, followed by fans all over the world. They were watching very closely to see if it was a success, because there's a lot of talk about getting the Premier League here in England up and running as soon as possible. And there's a plan in place to do just that. So I guess we're likely to hear some news about that this week, given the apparent success of the trial of the Football League in Germany.
That is the BBC's Pete Ross joining us from London. Pete, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.